ध्यायामो धवलावकुण्डलवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरसङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीमदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। Shankara was speaking about illusions, various illusions like ghatam seen in mud. So even as ghatam, kudyam, etc. are namarupam in mrit or of mud, namarupam of mud, similarly the world is nothing but namarupam of Brahman. So Shankara is continuing that analysis to deduce few things. So in the previous shloka, in the 65th shloka, Shankara said that sarvopi vavaharastu brahmana kriyate janaihi ajnanatna vijananti mridevahi gathadikam. So all activities happen through Brahman alone because there is only Brahman here. But still, due to ajnanam, because of ajnanam, people don't realize it. So he continues this analysis and would say about as to the two perspectives that we can have with respect to an illusion in the next few shlokas. But in the very next shloka, Shankara says that Brahman, the world that we see, is Brahman alone. And we already know the relationship between the world and Brahman. The relationship is that of karyam and karanam. Karyam, the world is the karyam or effect of the karanam, which is Brahman, even as pot is the effect or karyam of the karanam or the cause of mud. So, and this analysis, this karya karanam, Karya Karana analysis of Karyam and Karanam is only for the Ajnanis, because for Ajnani whatever exists is Karanam alone. Karyam is only an illusion of Namarupam. Namarupam is Mithya. Since Namarupam is Mithya, therefore the Jnani knows. Jnani knows that there is no Karyam. Whatever exists is Karanam alone, even as a goldsmith knows that there are not many types of gold ornaments because all are gold alone. So there is no gold ring and gold chain. Whatever is there is gold with a namarupam. The goldsmith doesn't see namarupam, he is able to see beyond the namarupam into the reality of gold. Similarly, a jnani will be able to see beyond the namarupam of world and thereby perceive Brahman everywhere. So this analysis Shankara continues. So 66th shloka goes like this. Karya karanata nityam आस्ते घटमृधोर्यथा तथैव श्रुतियुक्तिभ्यां प्रपंचं ब्रह्मणोरिह। प्रपंचम और प्रपंच कैन बी यूज्ड, श्रुतियुक्तिभ्यं इज द वर्ड यूज्ड इन द पीडीएफ, द राइट वर्ड इज श्रुतियुक्तिभ्यां। सो तथैव श्रुतियुक्तिभ्यां प्रपंच ब्रह्मणोरिह। So yatha, like karya karanata nityam aste. Karya karanata, karyam and karanam, being a karyam and being a karanam, is nityam aste, is always there. For what? Gatam ridhoho, for gatam and mrit. So gatam is the karyam, karyam Gattam being a karyam and mrit being a karanam. That is always there. It is ever present. So when the moment we speak about ghatam and mrit, or we speak about ghatam itself, then itself, for a person who knows ghatam clearly, he will apprehend that ghatam is the karyam of the karanam, which is mrit. So that will be automatically come to his mind. That will strike his mind the very next moment he utters the word ghatam, or he thinks about ghatam. Similarly, even as with respect with ghatam and mrit, there is karya karana bhavam. One is karyan, the other is karanam. Similarly, tataiva, similarly, shruti yuktibhyam, proven by shruti and yukti, by scriptural statements and logic, it is known, it is proved that iha, here, prapancha brahmanoho, with respect to prapancham and brahman. So even as karya karanam is there for ghatamrit, similarly karya karanam is there for prapancham and brahman. So prapancham is the karyam for the karanam, which is brahman. The difference between karyam and karanam is only with respect to namarupam. Namarupam is what differentiates whether an entity is a karyam or karanam. And in each and every karyam, karanam is always there. But karanam is veiled by namarupam. For a person who is unable to pierce through the namarupam, he will see them, he will not be able to apprehend the karanam. And that vision is wrong vision. But a person who knows the reality behind the namarupam, he will be able to pierce through the namarupam and thereby see the substratum, see the karanam. So whenever the mind goes out, for a jnani, whenever he sees any object in the world, the very next moment his mind will ascertain due to intellectual conviction that the object is namarupam of Brahman. So wherever the mind goes, the very next moment there will be the asserting that the mind itself will assert that it is Brahman alone. So even as with for a person who knows that ghatam is mrit alone, the very moment he speaks or thinks about ghatam, the very next moment he will ascertain, he will know that it is mrit alone. Similarly, for a jnani, Brahman and prapancham are related by karya karanam. Prapancham is the karyam of the karanam, which is Brahman. And this is proved through various Shruti statements. Yata saumya ekena mritpindena sarvam mrinmayam vijnatam syat vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam mrittigetyeva satyam. Similar statements in the Chandogya Upanishad, where it is said that, oh dear, even as by knowing a piece of mud, all objects made of mud are known, so know that vacharambanam vikaraha. All vikaram, all modification, all karyam of mrit is namadeyam, vacharambanam namadeyam. It is arising out of a word, out of words, and therefore it is namadeyam, it is a name only. So namadeyam vikaram, namam and rupam. And what is the reality then? Mrittika ityeva satyam, mrittika or mud alone is true. Similar is the case with the world and Brahman. So whatever is seen in the world is only namarupam of Brahman. A person who knows this, a person who has learned the scriptures, who has used yukti in the right way, who knows logic, who knows scriptural statements, his mind will always assert or ascertain that whatever is there in the world is Brahman alone. So whenever he perceives an object or an entity or a thing, whatever he perceives in the world, his mind will automatically ascertain that this is Brahman alone, because all these are namarupam in Brahman. So even as ghatam is only a namarupam in mrit, ghatam is mithya, ghatam, the namarupam of ghatam is mithya because it is a karyam, കാര്യം ഈസ് ടെമ്പററി, വെറസ് കാരണം ഈസ് എറ്റേണൽ. കാരണം പ്ലസ് നാമരൂപം ഈസ് കാര്യം. സോ ഈവൻ ആസ് ഘട്ടം ഇത് മിഥ്യ ഓഫ് നാമരൂപം ഓഫ് മൈറ്റ് മൃത്. സിമിലർലി ദ വേൾഡ് ഈസ് എ നാമരൂപം ഓഫ് ബ്രഹ്മൻ. സോ ദ റിയാലിറ്റി ഈസ് ബ്രഹ്മൻ അലോൺ, വെറസ് ദ നാമരൂപം ഓർ ദ ഭേദം ദറ്റ് വി സീ ഇൻ ദ വേൾഡ്, ഭിന്ന വസ്തുസ് വാട്ട് വി സീ ഈസ് മിഥ്യ, ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് അൺറിയൽ. ദ വേൾഡ് ഈസ് ബൈ എസെൻസ്, ദ വേൾഡ് ഈസ് ബൈ നേച്ചർ ബ്രഹ്മൻ. The difference is only apparent, difference only seems to be there. The seeming difference is only with respect to Namarupam. The reality is Brahman alone. So Shankara in the next shloka says about what is the perception? How do people perceive the world as well as Brahman? So he says that for a person who is a jnani, who knows the reality behind ghatam, that ghatam is only namarupam in mud, he will, the moment he sees ghatam, he will ascertain, he will know that it is mud. Similarly, once a person goes through shruti and yukti to ascertain that the world is Brahman alone, each and every moment he sees an entity or object in the world, the very next moment he will ascertain. He will be asserting. He will be, his intellect would be shouting that it is Brahman alone. That's what Shankara says in the 67th shloka. Grihyamane gate yadvad mrittikayati vai balat വീക്ഷമാണേ പ്രപഞ്ചേപി ബ്രഹ്മൈവാഭാതി ഭാസുരം. സോ ശങ്കര സേസ് ഹിയർ ഗൃഹ്യമാണേ ഘട്ടേ യദ്വത്, ഈവൻ ആസ് ഗൃഹ്യമാണേ ഘട്ടേ, വെൻ എ പേഴ്സൺ സീസ്, വെൻ എ പേഴ്സൺ പെർസീവ്സ് ഘട്ടം, ദ വെരി നെക്സ്റ്റ് മൊമെന്റ് മൃത്തിക yati vai bhalat, bhalat because of knowledge, because of conviction, the very next moment mrittika yati, the ghatam vanishes and mud alone remains there. Similarly, in a very similar way vikshamane prapanche api, when the world is perceived Brahmaiva bhati bhasuram, Brahman alone shines in our mind, Brahman alone is illumined in our mind, and this can happen only because of the previous shloka view that karya karana bhavam, and that karya karana bhavam is caused by shruti and yukti. So when a person goes through shruti yukti, he learns the scriptures, he does shravanam and nididhyasanam, then he comes to know that karya karana bhavam is there between the prapancham and Brahman. So Brahman is, the world is only Brahman, Brahman plus namarupam is the world, namarupam is mithya, Brahman alone is real. Once that becomes clear, then even as a person who knows that ghatam is only a namarupam in mud, whenever he perceives ghatam, the very next moment he will have the thought in the mind that this is not ghatam, this is mud alone. Similarly, once for a person, the best example is the case of a goldsmith, whenever he sees any gold, if we take a gold chain and take it to him, he'll not consider it as a gold chain, he'll be considering it as gold alone. So that's the right vision. Similarly, once we ascertain about Brahman and Prapancham, whenever we view the world, whenever any object in the world is perceived, whenever the world itself is perceived, the very next moment the mind will focus itself on Brahman. So the first moment a person would be seeing the world, the different entities of the world, The very next moment, in his mind, Brahman will appear. Brahman will appear as the Karanam, as the substratum of the world that is perceived. And he will always have the thought in his mind that the world is only a Nama Rupam in Brahman. So Brahman alone is real. So once a person learns Shruti and Yukti, uses Shruti and Yukti, then Karya Karana Bhavam becomes clear with respect to Prapancham and Brahman. Once that is clear, whenever Karyam is seen, a person would know that Karanam alone exists. Similarly, when a person sees the world, the very next moment there will be Brahman shining. The person would be contemplating on Brahman alone because he knows that Brahman is the Karanam behind the illusory Karyam or effect of world, which is only a mithya of Nama Rupam. So if that is the case, if by reality or in reality, sorry, grammatical mistake, in reality, if the world is only an effect of or illusion of Nama Rupam in Brahman, then how do we have different viewpoints? You now say that the world is Brahman alone. So the Ashva Brahmendra, one of the most famous yogins of 16th or 17th century, he sang Sarvam Brahma Mayam Rere Sarvam Brahma Mayam. So he sang Sarva, everything is Brahman. Scriptures also say that. So how do we have different views? They speak that everything is Brahman, you speak everything is Brahman, but I don't see everything as Brahman. And many of the people in the world don't see the world as Brahman. So why this distinction? What differentiates these two views? This is what Shankara says, explains in the very next shloka, in the 68th shloka. Sadaivatma vishuddhosti yashuddho bhati vai sada yataiva dvividha rajjur jnanino jnanino nisham. So Shankara shifts focus from the example, the karya karana bhavam of mud and pot, and he goes on to a more specific illusion of snake seen in rope. So karya karana bhavam, that is the in the example of pot and mud, we generally always see pot. So there is no vision of mud. Vision of mud is internal. Vision of mud is only in our mind. We still see Nama Rupam. But that's not the case with an illusion. So if we have to clearly explain as to what will be the vision, externally we see the pot, so only internally we ascertain that it is mud. So internally ascertain means I don't have an example. Can you give an example so that I can understand it more in a better way? If somebody asks, then we have to speak about the various illusions that we see in the world. Illusions are those examples which clearly differentiate the view of a jnani as well as an ajnani. So the jnani of goldsmith, he internally sees everything as gold, all gold ornaments as gold, whereas an ajnani sees the gold ornaments as different from one another. But still it is internal vision, not external. So to pinpoint it clearly, how the internal vision would be, we can say that in cases of illusion, like snake seen in rope, we can say externally as well how the vision would be, so that the sadhaka can understand as to how he should see it internally as well. So a person sees at night while he is walking, he is walking on his way to home, his house, at that time he sees a rope lying by. Because of dim light, he doesn't see it properly and he perceives it as a snake. Suddenly he becomes afraid. He tries to run away. At that time, another person who was walking in the opposite direction, he stops this first person and says, "Oh, that is not a snake. Come near, I'll show you." He takes him, the first person, near to the rope and shows him that this is rope. At that time, the first person who was afraid, he says, "Oh, this is a rope. I got afraid just like that. I think I was in delusion. I was deluded by the rope, by the snake in the rope." So in this case, in this example, we have two visions. One is the vision of the second person who knows that there is no snake there. And second is the vision of the Ajnani, vision of the first person who thinks there is a snake in the rope. The vision of seeing the rope as rope is the vision of knowledge, real vision. That is a Jnani's vision. A Jnani who knows that there is no snake there. And when a person sees snake in the rope, that is the vision of an Ajnani who doesn't know the rope, thereby he thinks he superimposes the snake on the rope. In a similar way, even as for an Ajnani, the rope is seen as snake, and for a Jnani, the rope is seen as a rope. Similarly, with respect to the world, the world is seen as Brahman by a Jnani. But the Ajnani sees it as the world or Namarupa. So this means that the world or Brahman or world, there is no difference between world and Brahman, because world is only Namarupam in Brahman. So Sadaiva Atma Vishuddha Asti. So Vishuddha, like the Atman, Atma, Sadaiva Atma. Sadhaiva means always. So Sadhaiva Atma, always the Atma Vishuddha Asti. Atma is pure. The Atman is always pure, always liberated. For whom? For a Jnani. And for an Ajnani, what? He Ashuddho Bhati Vai Sadha. The Atman is impure. So impurity here, what Shankara means? So Shankara says that he doesn't speak really about the world and Brahman, but he speaks about the Atman. Atman is also Brahman, so there's not much of a difference. But the moment a person sees the world as different from Brahman, then attachment, association, sangam, etc. start with the world. So that is what is called as jiva or bandham of the jiva. Samsaram or bandham is ajnanam. So the ajnanam or ignorance of the reality that the world and everything is Brahman. Everything is Brahman. I am Brahman. My body is Brahman. The objects are Brahman. Laptop is Brahman. Everything is Brahman. That knowledge, when a person doesn't know, such an Ajnani, he considers the Atman to be in bondage. He considers the Atman to be limited to this body. He considers few people as his own and few people as not his. So all sorts of problems, raga, dvesham, everything starts because of ajnanam. But, and that is what is called an ashuddhi. If such a person sees the Atman as ashuddham, ashuddham means in bondage, not liberated, not blissful. Whereas a jnani knows that everything is Brahman. He knows, even as a person who knows the pot would know that the pot is mud alone, the very next moment he will ascertain. Similarly, a jnani, when he sees his body or he sees anything in the world, the very next moment he will ascertain that everything is Brahman only. The difference is only with respect to Namarupam, which is mithya, which is not real. So the very next moment he will ascertain that. Because of ascertaining in that way, therefore the Jnani will know that his Atman or he himself is Shuddham. Shuddham means he is ever blissful, he is ever liberated, he is not in bondage, he is always a mukta purusha, whereas for an ajnani that is not the case. Even as in the case of illusion of seeing sarpam or snake in Raju, in rope, has two visions, for Ajnani's vision and a Jnani's vision. Similarly, with respect to the Atman or the world, we have a vision of Jnani and vision of Ajnani. The Ajnani sees the Nama Rupam as different. He considers the world as real, whereas the Jnani considers the world as an illusion in Brahman. The Jnani knows that there is no Nama Rupam. The Jnani knows that even as there is no snake in the rope, there is no world in Brahman. Then what does exist? What am I perceiving? I am perceiving Brahman. So the Nama Rupam or the world is only mithya, is not real. Whatever is there is only Brahman. So these two visions, depending on these two visions, whether a person has the vision of a Jnani or the vision of an Ajnani, the state of the Atman, the purity of the Atman is also varies. For an Ajnani, the Atman is impure, the Atman is sorrow, in Dukkham. The Atman is always changing, the Atman is always in Dukkham. Whereas for a Jnani, the Atman is Nitya Shuddha Buddha Muktam. It is Nitya Shuddham, ever pure. Nitya Muktam, ever liberated. Nitya Buddham, ever enlightened. That means a Jnani will be always blissful. Wherever he is, whatever he has, whatever he doesn't have, wherever he is, wherever he isn't, whatever like entities he has, whatever experiences he has, in whichever place he is, he will be ever blissful. Whereas an Ajnani will always be cribbing about situation, condition, environment, etc. Even if he is taken to Swargam, he will complain about other things. So for an Ajnani, there is no Anandam, there is no Shanti, there is no Sukham, there is no Santosham. Whereas for a Jnani, always he will be blissful. There is Sukham, Shanti, Santosham, contentment, peace, happiness. All these are always there for the Jnani because he knows that everything is permanent. So this, the vision of Jnani and Ajnani is not with respect to seeing, with respect to changing objects of the world. It is only an internal perspective. It is only a vision of the mind. The world will still remain the same way. It doesn't matter whether the world vanishes or world doesn't vanish. It matters as to how we perceive the world. An Ajnani sees the world as different entities, one entity different from other. That Vedam causes Ragadvesham. Ragadvesham in turn causes Sukham Dukkham. Whereas a Jnani, as Shankara said in the previous shloka, a Jnani, the moment he sees Vikshamane Prapanchepi Brahmevavati Bhasuram, when he sees the world, the very next moment his mind will ascertain that this is Brahman. Just because the mind is ascertaining that it is Brahman doesn't mean the Jnani will not act. He will still act like an Ajnani. He'll be getting attached or averted with people externally. Whatever he has to do, he might get angry with people externally, but internally he'll be always immersed in Brahman because he knows that everything is Brahman. It's like acting in a play, acting in a drama, wherein a person knows for all the while he is acting, he knows that he is not the character. Yet he portrays the character to perfection. Even while portraying the emotions of the character, internally he knows that he is not the character. Similarly, a Jnani would see the world as Brahman internally. So externally he would be acting as is required. He will be performing actions as is required by his role, as is required by his shariram, as is required by his ahankaram. But internally he will be a sakshi with knowledge that everything is Brahman alone. So internally he will always see things as Brahman alone. Externally actions, that's what Shankara summarized in Bhajagovindam as Yogaratova, Bogaratova, Sangaratova, Sangabhinaha, यस्य ब्रह्मणि रमते चित्तं नन्दति नन्दति नन्दत्येव योगरतो वा भोगरतो वा योगरतो वा भोगरतो वा योगरतम् when a person is doing yogam, a jnani is doing yoga, or bhogarato va, or he is doing bhogam. So one time he is doing if we observe a jnani, at some point of time he will be doing yogam, at some point of time he will be doing bhogam. Sangarato va sangavihinaha, sometimes he is attached to people, at sometimes he is detached to everyone. Still, yasya brahmani ramate chittam, for whom Brahman, whose mind is always contemplating on Brahman. That means, whenever anything is seen in the world, the very next moment the mind is ascertaining that it is Brahman. For such a person whose mind is always in Brahman, nandati nandati nandati, for such a person ever rejoices. He doesn't have any dukkham, because he is ever blissful. He knows internally, whatever be the activity that he does externally, internally, in the mind, he knows that everything is Brahman alone. So he will be always asserting in the mind that everything is Brahman, because the world is a nama rupa mithya. The world is nama rupa mithya in Brahman. The world is a karyam of Brahman. Any karyam is an illusion. Even a snake is seen in rope, similarly is the world seen in Brahman. So externally, if the world is seen, let me act as is required. Internally, I know that there is no world, because only Brahman exists here. And it is proved through Shruti and Yukti. So such a person alone will be ever blissful. So Shankara through this shloka is telling that we have to always have the vision of a jnani, wherein we see everything as Brahman. So whatever we see in the world, the very next moment we should ascertain. Our mind should contemplate, our mind should shout the very next moment that this is Brahman. So whatever is seen, the very next moment the mind should say this is nama rupam in Brahman. Then there will be no dukkham, and there will be, and once a person follows this, does this nididhyasanam for a period of time, then he will become realized, he will become a jivan mukta, which is the purpose of life, janma safalyam, or one's life will become fruitful in the right sense, because what we all are seeking is anandam, and that would be got, that would be achieved, attained, when a person does this nididhyasanam of internally asserting always that whatever is seen in the world is Brahman alone. We'll continue in the next day. Hari Om.